Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham, how are you? For those of you who's joining us from Facebook, we were over there talking a little bit and now teasing why we're here now. And along with me is the new guy that we've not named yet, and my buddy Matt McNeil over here on the MacBook Pro.
Hello.
So, and also Matt, I pointed out last time that right behind me here is my pickup truck. You had gone offline there for a second. It's the Ford F-250 with the trimmer package that we can't drive right now because there's nowhere to go.
is off-roading?
I guess off-roading is against the rules too because you're out.
I don't know. I wonder if
I'm sure everybody's out off-roading. It's like who cares? You're not gonna unless you have an accident and need people to help you. But anyway. So welcome, everybody, and we'll try and recap a little bit what we were talking about on Facebook Live, but this is the new guy. He is yet to be named, and if you have not seen him, he's not finished, but last Friday we did a video, which was a re-release of a Star Wars audition that all of the guys, when all the guys auditioned for the original Star Wars trilogy, and a pretty great video, man. I used it as the opening video of my arena show for a couple of years. I love that thing. And a couple of inappropriate moments in it, and it's pretty great. So if you want to see, we re-uploaded it and introduced it with this new guy. So I had to cobble him together really quickly, just some few things that were temporary. And he's at the very first of that video, so just look under here on my YouTube channel, look for the Star Wars video, and it should be the last thing that we uploaded, which was last week. And anyway, so we're here talking everything. We're actually going to answer your questions this time. I'm not going to be constructing anything, but I'll be demonstrating a few things. But this is the new guy. We don't have him named. And what I did last week for that video, he didn't have any legs, so I took these cloth legs from... the original Seamus, my Irish baby, and I just hot glued those on him. But for the real legs for this guy, what I've done is I took these and I scanned them. These were originally made by Marianne Taylor, who learned her craft from Verna Finley, and Verna was the lady who originally built Peanut for me. I built all my... what is that guy going? Stop! This guy's going over and over again. Stop! I don't know. It's just the OOOOP. He must be a hater.
I don't know.
He's got to be a hater. It's pretty funny. Anyway, so Marianne Taylor made these. She learned her craft from Verna, and it was originally the body on Seamus, my Irish character, was soft like a Muppet, but I decided to make it hard, so I took this right here. I scanned it on the 3D scanner and then printed. These legs. And so this is ABS plastic. It's got a honeycomb interior. It's light as heck and as strong as it's amazing. So I'm going to be painting these and mounting these on the new guy. And again, here's the new guy. For those of you who have not seen him, you got to check out that video, but I think he turned out really, really great and fun, and his whole purpose is this right here. And that's what he's going to be doing a lot, as we did in the video. And Matt, I'm really proud of the way that the mechanisms turned out, because it's pretty great. And it's
it played really, really well in that video.
Yeah, and I made it so I can work him and work the thumbs at the same time. And he is definitely a millennial, and when I say something that he does not appreciate, it's just like, oh boy. And back to this.
And I was, the reason I'm not looking away is I was trying to find, if you guys could see, the shot of him with his legs.
Oh, yeah, we do. It went to, wait, go back.
Oh, no. Yeah. And now we've moved on. Hold on.
So we've not
let me pause it without a bunch of stuff on the screen.
We've not named this guy yet, and we eventually will. Can you see that? Yeah, lower it. There it is. Now lower it, lower it, lower it. There, right there. Yeah, okay. There he is with the legs on. All right, they can't see that, but great. Thanks, man.
No, I can see it. It looks great.
All right, good.
It's actually working, believe it or not.
All right, so we've yet to name him. We've gotten a few good names. I love the one on Facebook earlier, just a few minutes ago. The guy said, name him Earl, but it's spelled URL. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So far, I like that. It's really good. And Matt, your idea were the earbuds. I think that's really cool. Hair, we've not decided. I think a lot of people are voting for no hair, but I like the idea of a beanie. And I also told you I ordered a man bun wig. So that might be, and then people are saying do a little facial hair if he's going to be a millennial. I don't know. We'll see. That's
So what is the official facial hair of a millennial? Because somebody said goatee, but for some reason, I mean, is it just the chin goatee without this part?
I don't know, but you mentioned earlier it has to have glitter in it. What?
It's a thing.
All right. All right. So anyway, these I'm going to take these legs and somehow mount them on here, and they will be great because he'll be able to sit on the little dummy platform like this, or if he's on the counter, it's like a little kid. He sits there like that. So they'll be able to pivot and be like that, and also on the counter like this, sitting like that. So there you go. Matt, you know what I thought? Some little trivia thing. I thought, you know, his screen here is just a screenshot that I grabbed online. I could have done one of my own phones, but I think, I don't know. That might be a little fun little item to, like, auction off. Like, do a screen grab, like, text somebody and print it on there, and I don't know, have him use it on stage a couple times and, you know, auction it off for charity. Something like that. I think that's
cool. Oh, yeah. Just or maybe even a contest where people submit screenshots, and then whichever one you select, you
end up whichever's the funniest joke. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Whichever's the funniest joke, sure. Or the best autocorrect. Damn you, autocorrect thing.
Exactly. Those are really great. Yeah. Fantastic Magic wants to know, are those real AirPods?
Oh, they're not the – these aren't the wireless ones. These were just the kind that came with the phone and I cut the cord off. I'm not going to – what was it, $120, $150 for those things? I'm going to do that. But these things came with the phone, so I just cut off the wire and hot glued them in there. Hot glue.
Yep. Fox Cage's Cage wants to know, have you come up with the voice yet?
The voice is – I'm not going to say it's eluding me now, but it's it's definitely kind of a conundrum because I want to get it right. It's got to be – there's so many things that go into picking the right voice. It has to fit the character, obviously. It's got to be able to exude comedy. So it's got to be able to, you know, enunciate. I have to be able to enunciate well in the voice, and that's really not much of a problem. But it also has to be a voice that I consistently can do over and over for 20, 30 minutes a night, five or six nights in a row. But the most important thing is can that voice tell jokes and legitimately sound like what this guy looks like? So there's a lot of considerations, and I don't think I want to do an accent, anything other than my own accent, the American accent, except maybe a California accent. I think I've said this before. I think the Californians, the SNL sketch is one of the funniest darn things ever. And I don't think it's just 'cause we live out here, Matt.
No. That's a universal.
It's so well done. And then when they have a guest on the show, they obviously have a voice coach coaching them every time on how to do that Californian accent, and it is laugh out loud funny. My girls have had a couple of boyfriends that talk like that.
I'm dreading those days.
You know what I've caught on since I've lived here now 30 years after moving from Texas, but one thing that I catch myself saying all the time is
like, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I was like, you know. So, all right, who else? Kyle. Nick's World of Mystery Wonders. He says call him Kyle. That's not the first time we've heard Kyle.
Yeah. Wasn't there a movie where there was like an alien or some kind of humanoid and his name was Kyle? Wasn't that a television series? I don't know. Anyway, Campbell's Collecting is actually asking a really great question, which is it true that there's going to be a Jeff Dunham Funko Pop and when?
Yes, the Funko Pop is coming. You can look on our website under merchandise. What's it? Merchandise? What is it called? Stuff? What is it?
Store, I think.
Store, that's right, just store. I should know that. I don't even know my own website. but store, yeah. So the Funko Pop is going to be coming soon. Should we tell them who's on it?
Oh, sure. I think that, it's just a silhouette on the store.
Yeah, it's a silhouette on the store. You guys have to
guess. Well, I think this would be a good place to, you know, let people know because they're hanging out with us.
All right. The Funko Pop is coming out. I think they're on their way. And they're going to be in our warehouse. They could be in our warehouse right now. We got a giant truckload 2 days ago. Jack and James were over there with Audrey, and everybody was self-distancing. And by the way, my boys, Jack and James, rat out anybody who is not wearing a mask.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, we'll be out in the car or, you know, my warehouse at this point. Only Mara and Juan are working over there right now. And I think Juan was outside unloading the truck and he didn't have a mask on. Jack and James were like, ah!
It's like that scene in The Body Snatchers.
Oh, that's right.
Donald Sutherland points it.
Exactly.
That's only for the really old people.
That, oh, well.
That saw that movie, 1976.
Yep. Should we tell them what I was doing this morning? Oh, we got to solve the mystery of the brown stain. Okay.
Before you solve the mystery of the brown stain, I just want to give credit to R.O. Copson or Roe Copson.
Yep.
Says that he's been saying URL is Earl for 5 episodes.
Oh, is that so, right?
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know who came up with it first, but if he's 5 episodes deep, that's pretty good.
Okay. All right. It's pretty funny. So Matt, I came out here to do this, and I always put you on while I'm setting up the camera and doing everything. I always have you on there, so we'll talk about what we're going to be talking about. And I came out here, and I don't know. We'll start with this. So here's the bottom of the dummy, and there's a brown stain right there. That's about as brown as it gets. It's been wiped off. Ooh, I touched it.
It touches brown spot.
But I wiped it off. But what happened was I came out here, and Audrey had baked some fresh chocolate chip cookies, and I grabbed one on the way out here, and I set it down on the workbench, and I was talking to you, and I'm fiddling around with the dummy. I went, "Where'd my damn cookie go?" And I'd set the guy down on the chocolate. He sat on
But you ate it anyway.
I ate it anyway. He had sawdust and fiberglass all over his butt. I ate it anyway.
Well, you have to understand my point of view for when you lost the cookie. I'm looking out of the camera there on your computer, and you're looking at me like, "What did I do with my cookie?" And you picked up the new guy and held him kind of at an angle, and I could see the bottom of the... It was like, "I think we found the cookie."
Gross. Oh, well. Yeah. Can you make Bubba J's wife, Daphne, started with a B, I couldn't see. Bubba J's wife, that'd be frightening. Don't you think?
Which is more likely to see, Bubba J's wife or Walter's wife?
I think Walter's wife. People have been asking about Walter's wife for literally decades. And again, my same answer to that is I just leave it so I can leave it to everybody's imagination. Toby the Internet Troll from Robert Bland. Robert? Okay. Let's see. No, Bubba J's sister. Oh, that's funny. Lost.
We've seen Bubba J's sister.
Oh, that's right. Which video was that?
It was the pancake making contest.
Okay, so you have to go way back. It's in the library, right?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, so we had a pancake making contest with the characters with Bubba J. And this is when we had that 3D printer pancake maker, right?
Yes, I don't even know if we went behind the scenes on that one with the 3D pancake.
Oh, that's how we just used it to make the pancake.
Right, we made a Bubba J file, and
right.
You printed it.
Right.
And so, then you did the, I don't want to give it away, but yeah, you and Bubba J have a pancake cook-off.
So if you find the pancake contest in our videos, you'll see pancakes that were printed with a printer that prints in pancake batter, and then you... Oh, it makes the pancake too. It doesn't just print the batter. Yeah, yeah, okay. Anyway, so that was the point. Well, how did we get here? Oh, his wife, his girl, his sister.
Sister.
Yeah. So Bubba J's sister actually is in that video, and it is wrong, wrong, wrong.
He does not make a good girl.
No, there is. That was one that made me laugh, and you know what? When we've been doing videos, including my television show 10 years ago. The one thing that made me laugh the absolute hardest, you know what I'm talking about.
Keep going.
Oh, come on. It was one of the videos that we were making here at the house. It was with
Ahmed.
Oh, okay. Ahmed.
I thought you were from the TV show. Yes, yes.
It was with Ahmed. It was when Ahmed was Ahmedina.
Oh, yeah. We even put the behind the scenes as a separate video of you just cracking up because like it just went on for so long.
Right. And what was that was one of the Ronald Grump.
Yeah.
One of the Ronald
Grump. Medina interviews Ronald Grump.
But there were two of those.
There were, but I think that it's the I'd have to look for a specific title,
okay.
But I think
it's Ak Medina interviewing Ronald Grump, and you can see those in the postage stamp thing. Right? When you see,
yeah.
You can see both of them in the title of the video. That's worth watching. It's pretty funny. Who else? Let's see. David Faluli, and call him. I couldn't see what he said. Victor Stretcher. Hi, Jeff. Hello, Victor. Carl Terry, can you... this goes so fast. How do you slow this down? The Beast of Sweden.
I saw one a minute ago that was really pretty good.
The Beast of Sweden said, Mr. Dunham, you darkened my... I mean, you lightened my darkest days. That was very nice. The Beast of Sweden. I want to meet that guy or woman.
As the Beast of Sweden, I imagine he probably has some pretty dark days.
Fergus the Scottish Troll. That's from Chanel White. Chanuli White. Fergus the Scottish Troll.
Chanuli White.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Dexter the Texter. That's pretty funny. Let's see. Rudy Fry says, call him Austin. Austin, hey, you know, if we go for a normal name, that's pretty good. How does the texting work? Phoenix Collins asked. Ah, I can't tell you. I'm pretty proud of that mechanism, though. It's pretty great. And the fact that I can do all the other movements at the same time is pretty good.
Yeah. A lot of people saying Floyd.
Floyd's good.
I see. But the one that I saw that was interesting was Cole, because it's, you know, Cole the Troll. But Cole is a very sort of
millennial name.
And somebody pointed out a little earlier that in order for him technically to be a millennial, he has to be between the ages of like 30 and 40, which is really funny.
Cause oh, is that
in
right?
My head, yeah, like in my head, millennials will always be like 18 to 25.
So he's basically a Generation X.
Wait, no. X, Y, Z?
Is there a Z? What's X? I forgot.
X is the generation, probably, that's in their 20s right now. And what's funny is they all really want to distance themselves from millennials.
How funny.
Yeah.
Somebody said, let's hear the test. What? Somebody just, that was a big long one. Can you go back on those, Matt?
Yeah.
It was a really long one.
Voices for him.
Like 5 seconds ago. What is it?
Yeah. Brock's Vacations says, let's hear some test voices for him and we'll choose.
Oh, no.
Let's hear some test voices. Oh, it's over and over. He's posted it like 4 times.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I get, you know, it's so funny, Matt, being out of the performing mode right now. It's, you know, I've never gone a month without doing a show in 40 years. Never gone a month.
Wow.
And the fact that now, how long has it been since March? My last show was March 3rd or 4th. So, holy moly, this is
2 months.
Wow. Yeah, this is nuts. Millennials are 82 and whatever.
Oh, yeah. Cynthia Arrington wants to go back, and she wants to know which character's on the Funko Pop doll.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we answered that.
We never answered that. Well, it's me and...
Maybe if they go look at a silhouette on your website,
they can figure it out.
In the store, there's that little thumbnail.
In the store on my website. Oh, and by the way, this T-shirt is Bubba J's T-shirt from my last special, the one from Dallas, which the name was.
And we did
Matt
beside himself.
Jeff Dunham beside himself. This was Bubba J's T-shirt. That did we actually design it on while we were doing Facebook Live?
We did. We printed it and ironed it and the whole thing.
Yeah. So this is, but the, now you can get these on Amazon, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you got to go Jeff Dunham, what, T-shirt, Bubba J.
If you type in Jeff Dunham, Bubba J truck,
right,
it'll pop up. And there's two versions of a Bubba J truck shirt. There's that one, and then there's the one that Tom Richmond did with Bubba J, like as an odd rod actually driving.
Right, but Tom Richmond actually did this artwork as well. And what did you do to it?
You took Bubba J out.
Colorized
it. No, there were two different truck versions.
Oh.
This was like an earlier sketch of just the truck, and I colored this version of the truck and added the license plate and Bubba J's T-shirt.
Somebody said, let's see inside the head.
Boy, you're going to go there?
Have I not done that?
I don't think with this guy. Well, I don't think you've ever done it with any of your guys. We did it with Archie on an earlier isolated in the workshop video,
you know what, I don't care. I mean,
oh like, wow,
no,
okay,
I so do care. You know why? Because that eye mechanism is something I came up with that took me a long time to figure out. And I'd done one other dummy with that eye mechanism back when I was in college. I talked about this before, and it was a much more complicated version of this. But the most complex mechanisms are the most simple ones. If that makes any sense. You can make anything work and it be complex. But for it to do the same work, the same job, and it be simple, That's where the engineering comes in. So I was so proud of myself when I figured this thing out. And again, I'm no engineer, I'm no genius, but the fact that, you know, it's this easy to work and it goes 360 degrees, I'm proud of myself on that one. And it's easy to work.
Do you also find that the simplicity helps with the longevity of the thing as well?
Sure, the less moving parts that they're in something, the less there is to break. But, yeah. There are dummies that look up and look down. Very few. I don't think I've ever seen one that's actually controlled like that. The McElroy figures from back in the 30s, when you tilted the head, we've shown that before, that when you tilt the head backwards, the eyes would go up. When you tilted it down like this, they would go down. You tilt it to the left, they go to the right. You tilt it to the right, they go to the left. So it literally would, you know, if this was the McElroy head, it'd be like this. But to actually be able to do slow burns with the head not moving is kind of fun.
So in terms of the actual trigger and not the mechanism in the head,
yeah,
generally it would just be a left to right thumb action,
right?
But this guy, is it a 360 degree?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
wow.
But even the design of the the design of what my one finger is on to be able to do this and to be able to grab it quickly is, to me, it's kind of proprietary. I'm kind of proud of that. And it's just from years and years of fiddling with this stuff and knowing what it needs. But then also to be able to grab that at the same time is, you know, it's pretty...
Yeah, to keep it all going. Yeah. Again, I don't think people realize it's literally, you look in the back of one of these things and it's kind of looks like a clarinet. There's a lot of stuff going on.
You mean on the head stick, on the stick that works all the controls. Yeah, because all the controls are on the one stick, the head stick itself.
So. Douglas Warren is actually pretty smart. He checked out the web store and he's found the answer. And it's a little more obvious.
Well, I haven't seen the picture. I haven't seen the picture myself. I mean, I haven't looked at it lately. So it's obvious when you see me holding it in the silhouette.
Well, actually, there's another clue in that piece of artwork.
Oh,
so I don't want to give it away too much, but somebody wants to check it out.
What's the other clue?
Well, it literally says it on the box.
Oh, it says it on the box. All right. So if you want to go look to see the Funko Pop that's coming out literally very, very, very soon, go check it out on my website. You can go to the store. And it's in silhouette. We put in silhouette and left the name of the character.
You know what we were being? We were being clever.
Yeah, we were being clever. That's right. Wait, did we talk about that?
You have to go to Facebook to find out.
We talked about the clever. Matt said that. What did you say was clever?
To call him Earl URL.
Oh, because of the URL, yeah. And I said that clever is one of my least favorite compliments. It's kind of a backhanded compliment. It's a well-veiled diss. Because like I said earlier, Edgar Bergen, one of the, you know, probably the most famous ventriloquist ever to live, he went and saw a friend of mine perform, and afterwards word got back, what'd you think of the guy? And Bergen said, well, he's a clever young man, which was not a compliment. So
Kylie Sainting, I'm going to mess up this last name. Kylie wants to know, what age would be best to start ventriloquism? She'd love to start, but she's 13. Also loves your show.
Earlier the better. 13 is not too late. I'm going to say that 35 is too late.
And perhaps sad.
Yeah, if you want to, sad. If you want a hobby and you're 35, great. But no, the earlier the better. Darcy Lynn started when she was, I don't know how old she was when she started, but I started when I was eight years old. And to me, it's just like any art. It's like any sport. The earlier you start, the better. And here's the reason. It's because at those early ages, you are able to learn the basics, the mechanics, and put into muscle memory all the things that just allow you to do whatever the thing is that you're doing. If it's playing the trumpet, if it's playing tennis, if it's playing hockey, if it's flying a model airplane, or being a pilot. You learn all those basic mechanics very early. It becomes muscle memory. Then as you get older, you're able to work on the art of what you do and the details. And you know, that 10,000 hours of work, that's where that starts in childhood. So anything, if you can find something in life that you love, that you really, really love and can see yourself doing this for a living, even if you don't think there's much of a way to make money at it, then pursue that with everything you possibly can. And that's where your life's focus should be and should stay. And then by the age of, you know, a very early age, in your early teens, you'll have your 10,000 hours in, and you'll start working on the art of whatever it is that you do. There's my speech for the day, Matt.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
there was one here. Wait a minute.
Oh, we didn't show these.
Octopus Exodus wanted to know, what was your favorite toy as a child?
My favorite toy as a child. You know, it's so funny. I think we talked about this last time. My buddy, Gary Brightwell, he was my opening act. We worked together for years in the club days. And this was back in 96, I think it was. We started talking about this new thing called the Internet. And AOL was getting big back then. And I was one of the first 50,000 subscribers to AOL. And Gary said to me, you know, on the Internet, you can find anything. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, anything. I'm like, okay, what do we think about here? I go, I know. I'm going to think of my favorite toy from when I was a kid. And I had not thought about this toy in decades. And I thought, Captain Action. Captain Action was an action figure that was the answer to G.I. Joe. But Captain Action was different because it was one guy with a hat and a ray gun and a sword. But then the extra packets, you could buy any superhero that they thought of. How they made these deals with all the comic books, I don't know. But there was Batman, Superman, Aquaman, the Lone Ranger, the Green Hornet, Sergeant Fury, Steve Canyon? Who's Steve Canyon? I forgot.
I don't even know.
All these different superheroes. Did I say Spider-Man? So all these different comic books, all in one toy, and you could buy that costume, and that was my favorite thing. So I said to Gary, I know, so let's look up Captain Action. And I looked up Captain Action, of course, found the Captain Action website, and now, cut to, you know, a few years later, I had spent thousands of dollars.
You cornered the market.
On eBay was early back then, and I'd gotten every costume loose and mint in the box. Total geek. And now they're sitting in storage right now, waiting for my boys to get old enough to tear them apart.
Well, I was getting ready to say, there's a story, and I don't want to give it away, about you being in another room and your daughter.
Okay. So this was when Ashlyn, my youngest daughter, who's now, or maybe my middle daughter, who's now 24 years old, Ashlyn, I had showed her Captain Action Batman. And how his cowl would come off and underneath would be Captain Action. Who, by the way, Captain Action looked like some middle-aged... He looked like, I don't know, he looked like Bush Sr. He would always look worried. He did not look like this strapping action guy. But anyway, so the Batman cowl went over it. So I had this book, this lovely coffee table book on Batman toys. And they'd done a brilliant job because they'd taken the paper cover, the book cover, and put it on there. But they had Captain Action's face printed on the hardcover, and then the paper cover was the paper cover of the book, but they cut out around the cowl where his face would show. So you would see, you know, there's the cowl there, but you'd see his face. And one day I'm sitting in my office, and Ashlyn was probably 2 years old, and I hear her going, Batman! And then, Batman! Batman! And she'd taken this $50 tabletop coffee table book, and she was taking Batman's cowl and ripping it. Ripping the book cover up so she could see Captain Action underneath. She's 24 now. She's fine. She still rips up books. Not really. Kelsey Wolf, he should be related to Walter. Oh, look at that, Matt. Yeah. So I guess we can give this away. I think we've decided that he's going to be Walter's grandson. And when Matt can look at that, says, when are you coming to Texas? I don't know. When am I going to be going anywhere? So we don't know yet. I don't. It'll be on the tour dates are all there, and the new dates are on the website. The rescheduled dates are there, and hopefully these dates will all hold. So we'll see what keeps happening. Call him Donald Doss. Diane says, call him Donald Doss. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
No Doss. I'm an Apple guy. Mac. No Doss. Even though I learned Doss.
Somebody yep. earlier suggested you should name him Gil Bates.
Why do I not know what that is?
Well, it's Bill Gates.
Gil Bates. Oh, give me a break. It's a word joke. Yeah. Jessica Mowick, yes, perfect. The material you can do with Walter and his gems. Yeah, his grandson. Yep. Chops David, my new date is November 19th. What? My new date? Is that for coming to the show, I guess? Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. That may be. Okay, so, you know, we talk about screen names, and someone's got a really good question, and their screen name is That One Lesbian, wants to know, where is his wig? I'm not making this up.
That One Lesbian, she wants to know. That's really, yeah, that was her screen name, That One Lesbian. That's very funny.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
What was the question? I'm sorry, I was thinking of so many jokes that I just can't tell.
Where's his wig?
We don't know yet. We like him bald. So many people like him bald. We bought a couple of wigs for him. The purple wig does not work with this purple, with this blue shirt and his blue eyes. It just doesn't look right anymore. So, I don't know. I think a beanie's going to be great. Maybe some facial hair. We're not sure yet. The plot twist is Walter's grandsons and Bubba J's something or other. Man, these are too fast. Hey, Jeff from Sean McPeak. Hey, Sean. How's it going? Joseph Trials says a mohawk. That's funny. Somebody says leave him bald. Dark and grumpy voice. That's from Beanstrat. I can't. Kylie Kelly says call him what? Sappy? Soapy? What? I can't read that fast enough. Am I going to premiere him online? BS wants to know. BS wants to know if we're going to premiere him. Yes, of course we're going to premiere him online. Absolutely. It will not be in a live show. It will be here online that I finally premiere his voice and do all that stuff. You know what's going to be tough about that, Matt? Everybody's going to be a judge.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be sitting at their computer going, nah, that's good. No, it's not. He could have done better.
Comment section will be on fire for that video.
Yeah, you're right. Why did Bubba J's voice change over the years? That's a really good question. Somebody said, why did Bubba J's voice change over the years? You can see that. You can hear that in my early videos with him. My very first special, Jeff Dunham, what is the first one called?
Arguing with Myself?
Arguing with Myself. You can hear Bubba J's voice there. It's very, very deep. He's up here about like this. A little nerd kind of like this. So, I don't know. I just got more comfortable with it. I like that other. I like his current voice now. Better than up here like this. You sound like Gomer Pyle.
And is that hard? Is that version of Bubba's voice harder to do than the current version of
Bubba? No, I think what it was really was that the current voice, his voice now, is actually, it's able to do comedy better. Because when you're up here like this, that's pretty much, it's almost like one note, and it becomes it becomes irritating. And when I lowered it down a little bit, so you lower it down like that, I think there's more inflection. There's a greater range of inflection, and I think he was just able to be a better comedian that way.
Oh, that's interesting. Steph P. Suggesting that you try a joke with the character bald, and then the same joke in a different video with the hair, and see which one gets bigger slack.
That's really funny. Yeah, that's really funny. You know what I learned from Leno? What Leno I used to do when he had the Tonight Show is he would go to the Comedy Magic Club down in Hermosa Beach. Mike Lacey is his club. And I think Jay still goes there every Sunday night. Not now, of course. But what he would do for the Tonight Show is he would take his jokes that were for the monologue the next day, and he would just take out cards at the end of his set, near the end of his set, and just read the jokes with zero inflection. Zero. He wouldn't try to sell the joke at all. And he knew that if the joke got a laugh just from the flat read, that it was a good joke. And then when he told the joke and actually tried to sell it, that it would get a much bigger laugh. I thought that was great.
Oh, that's really interesting. But was there a sort of a built-in humor to that bit? Because it was so, like, just...
The audience knew exactly. He would tell them. And I'd do the same thing. I said, I got a new bit. I'm going to try it out on you, see what you think. But he would do the same thing. He said, I got some jokes for the monologue tomorrow night, see what you think. And he'd just read them. And it was great. It was really great. I saw the same thing with Rodney Dangerfield. It was at Catch a Rising Star in New York. I was there doing a guest spot because I'd won the collegiate talent thing, All-American Collegiate Talent Showcase. I'd won that, and one of the prizes was to go do a guest spot in New York, and I was, 20 years old at the time? God forbid. Went up to New York, and Rodney Dangerfield walked in, and he just got up there, and he was getting ready to do a bit, and he just pulled out some cards and started reading the jokes, just like Leno, to the audience. Rodney Dangerfield. So that was really cool. So I learned what I learned from that is that the audience loves to be in on it. You don't have to perform every time. If you're a name that they know and they came to see, if you're just up and coming, no, you have to perform and give it 100%, make it great all the time. But if you got the luxury of doing an hour plus long show and the audience likes you and you say, I got some new stuff, what do you think? I think the audience loves being a part of that. They really do. I didn't show you this, Matt. My boys, some of their clothes keep disappearing, but I got this. Here's the foot. Oh. And it was like, we did this on the video that you can go see. But I thought it was pretty great. And poor James, I stole his shoe. And then I noticed later, Matt, that I pretty much think that's Rhodey's poop on the bottom of his sandal.
Oh! I'm just glad it's not the brown spot on the bottom of the new guy.
But I noticed that. I noticed that after we shot the video last Friday.
Oh, that's awful. Now you got to leave it.
Now you're gonna have to
seal it in with.
Yeah, but this is what it looked like in the video, and what it will like when I finish the dummy. I think that's pretty good. I'm gonna get some smaller ones. These are a little too big for him, but it's pretty great sandals on the new guy. And again, for those of you who might have joined us late, these are soft legs. These will not be this guy's leg. He has the hard legs that are made out of ABS plastic out of the 3D printer after scanning those. All right, I got the boys in 4 minutes. They're getting up from their supposed... Oh, we're going to see if they... can you text Audrey real quick, Matt, and say, can you bring the boys outside? We have a question to ask them.
Yeah.
Can you do that? I would text them, but my phone is shooting us right now. What about Jed? Okay, Jay Hud, why did you change Bob's name to Larry? Boy, that's a long story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long story. Because someone asked me to, put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. Rebecca asked, do you ever do the wrong voice? I do. Every once in a while, and it doesn't happen often, but I will be, and this is amazing how the human brain works. I will be in the middle of the show, and I'm, 95% of the time, Matt, I'm concentrating on what's going on and thinking about what's the next joke. Is there an ad lib? Has something happened out in the audience? How can I make it funnier? What's working? What's not working? You're constantly working. But every once in a while, my brain will wander in the middle of the show and I'll start thinking about something else. Like, oh boy, I hope I didn't leave that out on the counter in the bus. That's going to go bad. You know what I mean?
It's
and it's amazing how you can just hit play. And I don't like hitting play. I like being on every moment. But every once in a while that'll happen. And if I'm doing something really complicated, or if I have Peanut out and Jose and me and one of the other characters is yelling from the trunk, it's happened. Every once in a while the wrong voice will come out of the wrong dummy. And it'll be like, oh, and then I'll just keep going. And usually the audience is like, did he do that wrong? Or did I see? Here we go. Sorry, my phone was ringing.
Are you? There you go. You were strong. Somebody, John Avito wants to know, what was your first puppet or dummy?
My first dummy, we've showed him here before. It's my plastic or vinyl Mortimer Snerd. Made by the Juro company, and they have, now Goldberger Dolls makes them, but same mold, same everything. But that was my first dummy back in the third grade. It was a little plastic Mortimer Snerd.
It went too fast, but somebody asked, and the only reason I do is because we discussed this earlier. They wanted to know what happened with the Flobee.
It's sitting over here. I still need to use the Flobee on the boys. I may or may not have gotten a haircut.
Uh-oh.
But I was wearing a mask. And so was the guy.
But were they wearing a mask?
Yeah, and the guy cutting my hair was wearing a mask. And we were outside.
And he was 6 feet away.
He was 6 feet. The scissors were 8 feet long. All right, here comes the boys. All right, guys, come here. Dad needs your help.
So I don't know that we set this up on YouTube, but we did on Facebook. Do you want to?
Yeah, so here's the deal. Is my boys, when they want to name something, when my boys want to name something, James always comes up with a really great name for stuff, and Jack always calls everything Charlie. Everything is Charlie, no matter what. It could be a stuffed animal, it could be a pet, he names everything Charlie, and James comes up with these weird, weird whimsical names. So, anyway, all right, so here we go. All right, guys, come on over. All right, let me take this off the, I hope I don't lose everybody, Matt. Okay. All right. Okay, guys. Matt, I'm going to... We can hear you, Matt, but we're not going to see you. All right, guys, come over here.
Good.
All right. Oh, let me get this chair out of the way. What? Watch your feet. Okay, guys, what are you eating?
Snack.
A snack. And Matt, I don't know if you can see, Matt, you can't see, but these guys' hair is, you can see it on your, on
I
your,
can see, yeah, yeah
their too. Hair is like, we have not cut, are you guys ready for a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe we should do a separate Facebook Live, Matt, of me cutting their hair with the Flowbee.
Oh, that would be great.
Should we do that?
Yes.
All right. Facebook or YouTube? YouTube. It's got to be YouTube.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Okay. But guys, I want you to help me. So this new guy that you've been watching me work on so much, right? You guys have come out here and seen him a lot, right? Right? We have not named him yet.
Charlie.
What'd you say?
Charlie.
Perfect.
Hold on, let me get this microphone closer over here. Wait, it's over here. Okay. Hold on
a second.
All right, I'm going to put it on me, Matt. I'll put him on the dummy here. All right. So, Jack, go ahead and say, what did you want to name him?
Charlie.
Okay. Right, and James, what do you think this guy's name should be? Look over here. Look at this guy over here. Don't look at yourself. Look over here. What do you think his name should be?
Kato.
Kato? Kato. See? Kato. James says Kato, and Jack says Charlie.
Charlie Kato.
Yep. Everything is Charlie to Jack, and James comes up with these crazy names. All right. Hold on. One more try here. Guys, I have a Bigfoot cup over here. Hold on. I got to put this guy on the ground. I have a... Hold on. I don't want him to fall over. Okay. All right. So, hold on. One more thing. Here's a microphone stand. Hang on. Sorry, Matt. One sec. All right. There's a microphone stand. Okay, guys. Hang on. Almost there. All right. So, Uncle Johnny, Audrey's uncle, gave me this Bigfoot mug because he's a Bigfoot guy, right? So, we're going to name the Bigfoot. So, James, what do you think his name should be?
Pokey.
Pokey? Pokey. All right. Jack, what do you think Bigfoot's name should be?
Pee-pee.
Come on. Give him a name. What's his name be? They've gotten suddenly shy, Matt. I don't get it. They never get shy at the camera. All right. Hey, did you guys know that, James, did you know I took this shoe and put him on the new dummy? Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what's on the bottom? What is that?
Dirt.
It's what?
Dirt.
Dirt. Yep. Okay. We'll go with dirt.
Dirt.
<It's> dirt. All right, Matt. This has been great. I hope everybody's had fun. We have had fun here talking about the new guy and answering questions.
I didn't see the other one.
What's that?
I didn't see the other sandal.
You can see the other sandal? Yeah, the other sandal's over there. So, Matt, thanks for joining me, and we will have a new name, and we're going to have a voice. Matt, I'm going to have a goal to have this guy rated a chat next Friday. How about it?
Oh, wow. That's bold. That's great.
Well, I don't know. I'll work on it. Oh, somebody said, do you have any cigarettes left for that guy? Yeah, let's end on that guy. Let's end on smoking.
That's
going to
be our sign-off.
Hold on one sec. All right, let me put this camera back up. All right.
We let the Nazi have a cigarette.
Yeah, that's right. For those of you who missed this last time, I have some sort of Nazi looking. He looks Russian to me, Matt.
Yeah, he's Russian. I was being facetious.
Yeah.
Not like you have any.
Wait a minute. You said we can't talk about Nazi. You said Nazi, Matt. We can't talk about Nazis. All right. All right. So here this guy is right here. He's got to be Russian. Somebody should know what that is. I don't know what that is. But he's just this little guy. Oh, the shoulder ought to tell you something, right? The epaulettes. It's an epaulette. I don't know what it is.
And that hat.
And the hat. I don't know what that is. Anyway, so he was a famous guy way back when. I don't know where I got this guy. Anyway, okay, so there's this guy, and then I found these on the internet, and they came from the Smoking Monkeys. And they're made for this guy or the monkey. And Matt, you remember this stuff from way back when, right?
I do, yeah, the smoking monkey. But I think the ones that I remember were the monkeys were plastic.
This guy is some kind of composite. guys, Daddy's talking right now. Thank you. All right.
So a couple people are saying he's a Confederate soldier,
No.
Yeah, and then another couple people are saying that he's Polish.
Polish? Okay, I'll go with Polish. I don't know why. Is that some kind of... Is that okay?
I don't know. You can't say anything.
No, you can't say a thing without getting into trouble. All right. So the idea is you take the little Polish, German, Russian guy and put the cigarette in his mouth. There's a hole right there. All right. So that's that. And it's just a cigarette. I don't know how these cigarettes work, Matt.
Vandy Cadden says he thinks he's from Star Wars.
No, oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah, but this was long before Star Wars. I mean, this was in the early... Oh, no, that's right. I got him in the early 80s, so for Star Wars was 77? Oh. Yeah, so I don't know, but he's not. It was old when I got it. All right, so let me light this with my one and only lighter in the house. You light it, and you blow it out. Let's see. There he goes. Can you see the smoke? Wait, come on. Do it again.
Not yet.
Oh, it went out. Try it again. There he goes. Come on. Did I light the wrong end? Oh, there it is. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Come on, buddy. There it... Oh, I need to put something behind it, right?
Yeah, yeah. The black behind him is great. There you go.
Black behind
him. Yeah, no, no. No, no, you're good. Move your hand. You're good. Drop your hand. Oh, there we go. I see in front of your shirt. You got some smoke.
Okay. From
my face. There you go.
There it is. He's smoking, buddy. Yeah, I don't know how that works. And Matt, if there wasn't wind in this garage, you'd see that it was actual smoke rings. That oh, there it is. Now you can see the ring. You see the ring? Watch. Do it again. Yeah. See that?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Smoke rings. So funny.
One more. Wow, yeah. That's a really good one.
Yep, there you go. Okay. All right, so that's it. That's our time for today. Wow, it smells pretty good. It's like almost like incense.
Oh, no.
Watch out, guys. Watch for the camera. All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. We end on a smoke. Not great. But, you know. Right.
Then how do you do that by itself?
I don't know how it does it by itself, but it's like magic. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see y'all next time. Thanks, Matt.
Yep. See you.
Hey, wait. You and this guy are the same size, Matt.
But I don't smoke.
You got a hat on. It's all the same. All right. See you guys. Bye.